meant for an adult audience.
Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew. Loveline, coast to coast.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Kathy Griffin is our guest tonight. You know, Kathy from many things, her own MTV show and Suddenly Susan. And
also, the new and improved
specials.
Married Adam Carolla. Does he sound different, Kathy?
Yeah, he sounds mature.
I'm a new man. As a matter of fact, the old lady wants me in by midnight tonight.
The old lady. What year is this? Is this the 60s and you're a biker?
I'm just saying I'm going to have to cut out around 11:30, Drew.
How soon till you call her mommy? Every man's dream.
Kathy was at my wedding on Saturday. Was a great time. Drew was there as well.
It was a fantastic wedding.
It was a good party.
Yeah, it was a good party. And I'm guessing you and Jimmy had all your fun last night.
We had a nice time. We the title of last night's show was Tears of a Clown. Jimmy was.
I was crying at the ceremony.
Jimmy was very
not.
Sobbing.
Not
was what was described.
No, I heard crying like a little girl.
Yes, I heard that too.
Medium girl. Medium.
13-year-old girl?
Definitely girl.
Okay.
Medium-sized girl.
Yeah, now I have to say, I was not impressed with the celebrity turnout. It was pretty much me, Drew, and Jimmy. Now, what's going on? No InStyle.
David Allen Greer.
I know. You were really the only celebrity, too.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. First of all, when I found out that the E! Channel wasn't there, I was livid.
Oh, wow.
All right, because I got hair and makeup. I came to be interviewed and to wish you the best, but mostly to be interviewed.
No, I understand.
And talk about my projects.
Right, and I'm going to plug that in a second. You understand why I had to tell you in advance that they were going to be there. It was to get you out there.
Right.
It's not like they canceled. They just were never going to be there.
Right.
And also, my Uncle Ralph wasn't showing up unless he showed up there, too. So I
now,
told
when
him
am
that.
I getting my gift bag?
Oh, yeah. Kathy. Now, see, I went to Kathy's wedding about... I'm going to say 15 months ago. Yeah, about a year and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
Chocked full of celebrities.
Star-studded.
I mean, who was there?
Brooke Shields, Maid of Honor.
Just give us the top 10.
All right, Cameron Manheim, Jane Krakowski, Andy Dick, always a party, Andy Dick.
Where was Andy last
year? Jenny McCarthy, David Foley.
Well, you work on a show that has 8 stars on it. You have to invite all of those stars.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the cast of the show, basically, right?
Right, it was the Suddenly Susan people and then some people I've met through Brooke Shields, basically.
Right, but a fair amount of... Bill Maher was there?
Bill Maher, right, gave a toast and then got booed. It was so offensive, he got booed.
Nice.
Who else?
Offensive?
Okay, but here's...
I have to stretch.
It's
here's
a shock.
The thing. I don't have celebrity friends other than Drew and Jimmy, but I can't count them as celebrity friends because they weren't celebrities when I met them.
Mm-hmm.
And Kathy Griffin.
I wasn't
Griffin.
Either at all. I was not anything resembling a celebrity when we met. I was in a studio apartment in Santa Monica.
So there you go. He had no celebrities.
For $240 a month.
Did no
there were three celebrities there that were all civilians when I met them.
Although I had a nice discussion with Molly Ringwald's sister before the wedding party arrived.
Oh,
Beth
yeah.
Ringwald was there.
That's the biggest celebrity we had. We had Molly
Ringwald. You
buried
Ringwald. The lead.
Yes. And
we had Molly Ringwald's sister.
And she announced to the group that was standing there that I was Adam's first.
Adam.
You had sex first with her.
I know.
And then she pulled me aside. She goes, I can't remember a goddamn thing about it.
Yeah, good.
That's real nice.
Yes.
That's good because I'd have to kill her if she remembered 1 second of that experience.
Wow.
And let me tell you the beauty of celebrity. I was bragging that I lost my virginity to Molly Ringwald's sister for the first 20 years of my life. And now... I'm trying to sweep it under the carpet, and she's bragging about me.
Right.
It's a delight, isn't it?
Let's face it, you're bigger.
You're bigger
than any of the Ringwalds at this point.
Maybe just...
The sister, at least. Come on. You usurp the sister.
And they have a sister. They also have another brother named Kelly, who I think I'm marginally
bigger
than.
Who was your second? I understand.
And third.
And I met family members having heard for years in just gory detail about all the goings-on of the Carolla clan.
Mm-hmm.
Suddenly, I met multiple family members never mentioned before.
Yeah, your grandma wasn't
Who'd
drunk.
You meet?
Your mom wasn't drunk. I don't know what you're talking about.
Stepsister, who lived in your garage before you did.
Yeah.
When you had a room with a bathroom and she was locked out of the house.
Adam.
And you would lock her out of the bathroom area.
I would not
so
lock
you
her
were
out
horrible,
of the house.
And everyone else was great.
I thought there was some sort of horrible singling out and abuse levied in particular at you. And yet, I find this is just the way that house ran. One kid would move into the garage, then move out. Next one would move in.
Yeah, that is how it worked. There's still no bathroom in there, and it still got locked out of the house.
She managed not to crap into a popcorn tin.
Ew.
We don't, first off, decorative popcorn tin.
Ugh.
You always leave that out, Drew. It paints such an ugly picture when you don't say decorative. And secondly, we don't know that for sure. And thirdly, I'm not sure if girls do the number three thing. I mean, you're a doctor. No, I don't want to know.
Number three?
I mean, number two. Oh, number two. That's, right. It was third, number two. That's where I got confused.
And you had nieces. You had nieces?
Well, they're my step-nieces, and they never lived in town.
They wanted a picture with me.
They did.
We had a lot of photo ops.
They wanted a picture with Dr. Drew. They wanted a picture with Kathy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm usually proud of not having any celebrity friends, but then when my nieces came up to me and said, who are your celebrity friends here? I was like,
I got to think of somebody.
True. And,
it was kind of a motley crew, I have to say.
Yeah.
And they were delightful, and so was your stepsister.
Yeah. Oh, they are. They are. Yeah. They absolutely are.
And spent quite a bit of time with your grandma.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. She never met you before.
No, I don't think so.
She said to me she never met you
that's
before.
Right. And she, very quickly lost.
I thought you never even met Adam's mom, I thought.
The only time I met her, twice. Once was backstage at Loveline MTV.
Mm-hmm.
And another time was when he and I were doing Conan. And at the end of the show, the audience stands and stood up and I went, oh, my God, that woman looks like your mom. He was like, oh, yeah, she was going to be in New York today.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot she was coming.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
All right.
We were both the other side of the country.
Yeah. All right. So, anyway.
Anyway, your grandma launched into busting my balls pretty quickly.
Yeah, about everything.
Things that I don't remember saying. It doesn't sound quite like me, but okay,
yeah.
I'll take it.
She always twists things so they take a turn for the insulting. Yeah. I mean, that's her M.O. But listen, I mean, imagine she's in a wheelchair. She can't go anywhere. She's drinking red wine out of a straw. And here comes Dr. Drew. And it may be one of the last chances she has to bust your chops.
It's true, but she can handle herself with that mouth of hers. She got her. It's like a pow pow. And delivery, sort of flatter than yours.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. Did she do this one? I notice you pronouncing it clitoris. It's pronouncing it clitoris, it's clitoris, she yells at me. And I go, hey, listen, I think you can pronounce it clitoris or clitoris. And she goes, Emery Kenrick is a doctor. You know these people?
Who's like, Emery? Who's
that's
that?
The point. My point is my grandmother knows a doctor.
Oh, okay.
And also in a wheelchair.
And if he pronounces
He's the
it,
last word.
If he pronounces it clitoris, then it must be clitoris.
Right.
But I said, hey, what do you think Dr. Drew is, for Christ's sake? A basketball player?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a real doctor thing. And she goes, well, anyway, we got the dictionary. We looked it up. It says pronounce it either way.
Interesting.
Which I looked at as a victory for me. But
that's nice that you're still trying to win something over your 95-year-old wheelchair-bound grandmother.
89, she attacked me. But let me say this, too, as far as dictionaries go. Isn't that a little bit of a cop-out that pronounce it either way?
Yeah.
What do we need you for if we can pronounce it either way?
At least it's not clitoris.
But yeah,
then
but
you can rule that out.
But is a dictionary supposed to settle an argument, not go, it's down the middle. We'll split it in half.
Okay.
All right, anyway.
I was looking through the dictionary. Will you please plug my show?
Yes. I had a good time. It was good to see you there with all my other celebrity friends.
Yeah.
Kathy Griffin telling tales out of school, which has been extended.
Again.
It's a double extensions. More extensions than a backup singer for a rap group.
Yes. Here in L.A. at the Laugh Factory.
That's right.
If you live in Los Angeles, you know the Laugh Factory. It's right on Sunset and Laurel.
Right,
right
Sunset
on the Strip.
Right at the beginning of the Strip.
Every Wednesday, 8 o'clock.
That's right. And go see Kathy, because there's not that many funny chicks out there. But Kathy is one of them. She's one of the ones who, yeah, she's the funny one. Christy.
Yes.
You're 32?
Yes.
What's up?
My question is, why is it that after I orgasm during either foreplay or making love, I lose total, complete interest in the whole situation, and I want my husband to just orgasm to get it over with?
Because you're done.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's normal.
So it's completely normal to just kind of withdraw and just want it to be over.
Yeah,
yeah.
You just described every guy I've ever slept with.
You don't get that?
Okay. Yeah, men do that typically more than women. There's more of a what's called a refractoriness in men.
I just thought there was something wrong with me because he'll want to keep playing or doing other things, and I just
not when he's done.
Does he want to cuddle and talk about his feelings?
No, not really.
Sweet.
He doesn't want to keep doing stuff when he's done, does he?
No.
Yeah, you need to find a way to finish him off quicker.
Yeah, I know he wants to cuddle and keep doing things because he's not done.
He doesn't feel the way you do. He wants to feel that way too.
Okay.
I don't care. You still have to get yours first, though.
I usually
do. It's a slippery slope.
Yeah. Stop making fun of the Asians, by the way. All right, Christy.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. You're not Asian, are you?
No.
All right.
Because we can speak freely.
You see, Kathy?
Like I do every Wednesday here at the Laugh Factory in Los Angeles.
Christy, by the way, 32 years of age and saying, and then when I'm done, he wants to keep playing around and cuddling and moving and stuff. And it's like, well, has he had an orgasm? Well, no. It's like, honey, what? You're 32 years old.
She wants to move it along.
Yeah, but you've been married. You've been married for 10 years. The guy hasn't orgasmed yet. What do you mean he wants to keep going?
Well, you know what? Maybe he can orgasm in the next decade. Maybe he doesn't have to be so selfish.
I'm curious at the part where she's confused by it.
She's confused that that's what he's attempting to do, that he would want to keep attempting to feel like she does.
She wants to get it over with. I don't think it's that she doesn't think she has to do anything, but she's like, move it along.
Yeah, I know.
Start ejaculating now. I'm bored.
Are you talking to me? Cause
no, I wouldn't.
Now, right now, she said.
Samantha?
Hello?
You're 25?
Yes.
What's up?
My boyfriend for most of the past year is from Bosnia, and he served in the army over there. He's a soldier.
Hold on a second. I'm already confused. He's been in Bosnia for the last year?
No, he is from Bosnia.
She's been boyfriend
there.
With him for a year.
He was a Bosnian soldier.
Yeah.
Who came to this country. Why did he come to this country?
Because there was no work after the war, and his father came here.
All right.
And so.
And you've been dating.
Perhaps you've never seen ER, because he could be a very hot, a pediatrician.
Oh, I know. He saw the Luka guy, and he's
what a dreamboat.
He's like, he's not Bosnian, he's Croatian. He's very
those pigs. I hate those pigs.
And you've been dating him for a year?
Just about.
All right.
You know what I love about countries around the world? How they think we know there's a difference between El Salvadorians and Nicaraguans and Sandinistas. Yeah. It's like, you're all Mexican. And you guys are all Russian, and that's all we know. And then there's the Jews and the blacks, and that's about it. The Asians.
And they're going to work their crap out.
It's funny, though, that the cultures think we think there's a difference between. We don't. I'm sorry.
I think it's more that
they're
acutely aware of the differences, and they're pissed off that we are not as well.
Right.
Yeah. I was like, didn't you all make that crappy Yugo car?
Yeah.
And that's like all I know.
Well, listen, I like to line up some of these Bosnians.
You know what? Tell him the last time I checked, this is America, and he can get his ass out of this country if he's so proud of Bosnia. He can go back there tomorrow.
Kathy has become a little more right-wing since last time I met.
Really is.
I think it's been since September 11th, in fact, since we last sat down.
Perhaps you've never heard of a song by a fellow called Lee Greenwood.
That's
okay,
right.
You might want to check it out.
All right, Samantha, what are you calling about?
Well, such as being a soldier, he saw a lot of terrible things. And he's got a lot of, I guess it's probably post-traumatic stress reaction.
Yes.
And he has panic attacks, and he's, he'll overreact to things. Early on in our relationship, he threatened suicide over a ridiculous, conversation we had. And I've been trying to get him to go to therapy.
Or maybe medication, if it's really a post-traumatic stress like that.
Well, he's very reticent because...
Here's what you have to tell him. He's suffering. It's affecting his life, his relationship, maybe even his productivity. And why does he have to suffer?
Hello?
I'm
sorry. My phone is being strange.
All right, but listen... Just tell him you're going to break up with him unless he takes care of it. Well, why not? You want a guy killing himself?
It is kind of like addiction that you have to precipitate consequence if you're trying to shape their behavior to do something healthy for themselves.
Yeah.
And I agree with that somewhat. I wouldn't freak him out, but I would say, look, you've got to do something to give him an opportunity to make change.
Yeah. What if he came to see me at the Laugh Factory this Wednesday Sunset?
He's in Chicago.
Shoot.
Yeah. He could fly out.
Usually that helps a lot of soldiers.
He might freak out on a plane, though.
And, Kathy has been entertaining the troops since high school, so...
In my way.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
Oh, hey.
John?
Mm-hmm. Hello?
You're 16. What's up?
Hey, what's up? Adam, Kathy, you guys are the funniest man and woman ever.
Right on.
Yeah.
Drew, not that funny.
Well, actually,
more medical.
I was going to say, Dr. Drew, I wish my father was like half the man you are, because you are just awesome.
It would be nice.
Yeah.
I wish my mother was half the man you are, Drew.
Yeah, well, I was wondering, my penis, it like has a curve. It curves upwards, so it's basically pointing back at me.
Is it like a long, slow curve, or is it sort of a hockey puck at the tip?
It's...
Wait a minute, hockey stick.
Does
hockey
it go offsides?
What do you mean, does it go outside?
There's a cross.
Offsides. I was trying to act like I know sports.
Offsides is when you cross the blue balls.
it has a few icing calls, but no.
No icing. He iced the belly when he crossed the blue balls. All right.
Basically, it's like kind of in the middle. It's not exactly the tip, but it kind of slopes.
All right. That's normal. Look, a certain amount of curvature is normal. You can try vitamin E about 800 units a day. Sometimes that helps. If there's a sort of...
What? It'll straighten out a penis?
If there's a... I'll straighten you out.
Good God.
If there's a Peyronie's component to this, which is sort of a scarring on one side that pulls it over.
So wait a second. So when you have an erection, your penis bends up and almost touches your belly?
Basically, yeah.
How close to touching your belly?
At times it does.
And without any help from the hands?
Yeah.
When you're standing?
Yeah. But then sometimes it just goes to the side. But a lot of the time it does go up and touch.
Oh, wait.
That's a lot of vitamin E. That's all I'm saying.
Now, hold on.
Maybe some C as well.
First off, curving up and making contact
that's
with
the belly.
That's
the letter O he's describing.
It's a backwards C, yeah.
Yeah. Or it's a capital D, depending on which way he's facing.
Yeah.
Okay, so... That's pretty heavy.
Yeah.
And then what's this other part about sometimes it does, and then other times it curves off
maybe
to the side?
Maybe it flops over. Maybe it kind of,
Maybe it's like a weather vane.
Hey, John?
Yeah?
What do you mean sometimes it goes another direction?
Like it'll just kind of, like, I guess, not lean, but hang kind of to the right or something instead of just going straight up to my belly.
Try the vitamin E. You don't want the operations to straighten it out because the operations to straighten things out shorten.
Well, it also sounds like the base is heading up at the base.
Right.
Maybe he just has...
Cut that, the ligament to the penis.
Maybe he just has a big gut. Anyone think of that?
Ooh.
Interesting.
Maybe you should do a few sit-ups. Maybe your stomach just protrudes a lot because you have too many cheeseburgers.
No, it's not really that big.
All right.
Not true, Wimpy. All right. Good times. Yeah, some guys get an erection and the penis goes straight up.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, what can you do to rectify that?
You can...
rectify.
Hold it down?
Yeah.
The language just sounds funny somehow.
Put it in your own butt?
They can break the... they can cut the ligament there that holds it up.
But let me...
Ow, like a uvula?
Let me ask this.
Drew, how come when you're younger and you get an erection, your penis seems to stand up more, and then as you get older, it seems to straighten out more? Is that the weight of the penis?
No, I think it's just laxity. Everything...
starts heading toward the ground.
Yes, could totally get a dick lift.
Really?
Yeah.
That's nice.
I had an eye job. A dick lift is nothing.
Well, I wouldn't mind a ball lift, actually. I don't need
Lift. Yeah, you could use one of those.
Yeah.
No, really, Adam's
got a lot of ball on
you two ladies sitting around gossiping. I've had enough of it. Seriously. Let's all go to the spa.
Here it is, the suspensory ligament of the penis, right there.
Okay.
They're going to cut that?
More
ouch.
Great radio for Drew. But, Drew.
Yeah.
By the way, is from 1973?
The
body hasn't changed much since then.
All right.
Yeah. Da Vinci drew that thing up, actually, several hundred years ago. But, Drew, when you get an erection as a kid, that penis stands up. This kid is 16 years old, John. I bet his penis, as the years wear on, will start straightening out and pointing forward.
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. This is from the Anatomical Chart Company, 1947.
Oh, good God. Just won the war.
Rebecca?
Hello?
Yeah, you're 18.
Yep.
What's up?
First off, I just want to say I think you guys do an amazing job.
Thank you.
Drew, I think you've helped a lot of kids. And Adam, I think you're just the funniest guy ever.
Great. Aww. Thanks.
And the reason I called was just because I wanted to congratulate Adam on getting married.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Shocking, isn't it? Oh, that's it?
Well,
she said thanks. I mean...
Hey, Rebecca. Oh.
That's fine. Right.
She doesn't want to hear
she
anything.
She gave her congratulations.
I'm afraid to say anything.
Yeah.
No, we talked about it for 10 minutes at the top of the show. All she said congratulations.
Oh! Tony.
Oh,
yeah, really haven't gotten into the way Jimmy and I did last night.
Listen, first off, I'm sure you guys dedicated at least an hour and a half of the show to it last night.
Yes, we did.
But I've barely gotten my shots in.
But number two, we started off the evening by dedicating a half hour to it. She called to say congratulations, so that's fine.
I really don't like to be yelled at.
Now I feel guilty. Oh, Rebecca?
Yes?
Yes, you were saying congratulations.
Anything else?
That's it.
All right.
Adam!
Listen,
unbelievable.
Well, hold on. Don't say that's it.
And then
go, oh.
You have no room for human frailty in your world, do you?
No.
When somebody says, is there anything else? And you go, nope, that's it. Then don't go, argh.
Okay, Tony, let's get
back. Now we got to go back again. Rebecca?
Yeah?
That's it? What?
Excuse me?
You had something else to say?
Now it's really over. One more time?
Yeah, come on.
Time. Just now it's comical.
Rebecca?
Yes?
Anything else?
No. I was amazed that you actually got married.
All right.
There was some new amazement, at least. She did that again.
No, I was just...
right.
Our listeners like to deny whatever you ask them.
Yeah.
And then if they... This is the interesting thing about our listeners. They will deny whatever it is you say to them, even if they have a question, a follow-up, or they disagree, or they're going to say the same thing. So
let's do an experiment. I want to see how many listeners deny what they're calling about, you mean?
No. What will happen is I'll go, do you mean...
Oh, I see.
You feel XYZ? No, I feel XYZ.
XYZ, okay. Yeah.
Right. That's what makes everyone such. Now, Kathy wouldn't do that because she has such stellar improv training.
Yes, and.
Then not only
and we move on.
Tony.
Yeah.
You're 39.
Yeah.
What's up?
I'm setting you guys straight on the pronunciation of clitoris.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Listen, when you look at a dictionary, sometimes it will have a couple of pronunciations listed.
Yes.
The first is always preferred.
Oh, interesting.
Nice.
And in the New World, Webster's New World Dictionary.
Yeah, clitoris is the first one.
Clitoris is the first, but here's the thing that Kathy might be interested in, because she mentioned it earlier.
And I have one.
The secondary pronunciation is clitoris.
Get out of here. You're making that up.
That's because the English word comes from a Greek word originally, clitoris, K-L-E-I-T-O-R.
Whatever.
Wait a minute.
No, I didn't say
Drew's got the dictionary open to clit.
We're throwing down with your clitoris bit.
Yeah, he doesn't see the clitoris.
Would you like to come see me at the Laugh Factory this Wednesday night?
You'll laugh your clitoris off.
Do I get to see your clitoris?
Yeah, every show. My clockwork.
This clitorides, though.
If you sit up front, Kathy oftentimes doesn't wear panties.
Right.
And when she gets rolling...
Best clitoris in town.
She does this Courtney Love thing where she puts her leg up on the front table.
Anything to hide my heroin scars.
And really gets going on it. And you should be able to see it at that point, Tony.
That's my hook.
A small organ at the anterior or ventral part of the vulva, homologous to the penis.
Homologous?
Good times.
All right. Now, is that clitoris or clitoris?
It's both. Well, this one said clitoris as the first.
Does it have any clitoris at all?
No.
Okay.
But let me say this, too. Don't certain words evolve and then move back? And
they move
around a little bit. As a doctor, you know this.
You mean like Uranus?
Yes.
Right.
And
when I was a kid, it was Uranus.
Listen, there's a thing in medicine where each successive generation of physicians need to invent their own pronunciations.
Right.
When I was in medical school, there was people calling nomenclature.
What is that?
Skeletal.
Nomenclature.
Save some babies. Yeah. Nomenclature is like the name.
Words. The names for.
Oh, okay.
And they do this with the Cannes Film Festival and the Cannes Film Festival.
Beijing.
Yes. And they do it with Hiroshima and Hiroshima.
Hiroshima, right.
Yeah, it just evolves. That's right. Whatever we're doing will be wrong. And then someone will be able to correct
Laugh Factory on Wednesday, Laugh Factory on Wednesday. Fellas, I'm here to sell tickets.
That's right. Well, let's take a little break. Kathy Griffin, our guest tonight, one of the top 100 female comedians currently.
Oh, that's
working.
Real nice. Top 100.
I didn't. I didn't say, though, you could have been number one.
But.
I'm just saying, maybe you are. You're definitely in the top 100. Maybe one, maybe two.
Suck my white balls.
Ooh.
Exactly. Who was that? Vitamin C?
That was Kennedy. That was number.
Okay.
That was number 184. Oh. We'll take a little break. We'll be right back. Hey, buddy, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191.
A little lighthearted romp during the break with Kathy.
Yeah.
Nice.
Kathy Griffin here, everybody, telling tales out of school at the Laugh Factory, 8 o'clock Wednesday nights, and extended for a fifth straight year. Month.
Fifth straight month.
The point is the woman can do no wrong.
Right.
She opens her mouth and...
Funny comes out.
Sputum mixed with egg. Sputum.
Wait, we got to look at the pronunciation here.
Sputum or sputum?
Sputum.
Mixed with velvet and gold comes dripping off of her tongue.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
All right. Now, Drew was telling me during the break that the Anti-Defamation League called him and was busting the chops. About me. Which Anti-Defamation League?
I know.
Is there a few of them?
He was coming through New York, so I didn't. But I was lining up a conversation with
him. Does everybody have one?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Or do they?
I think the hijackers have one.
Yeah.
The 19 hijackers feel that they're being unfairly profiled.
Right.
Posthumously.
Nice.
And is Anti-Defamation mean...
I thought it was
that just Jews, or is it all... Does everyone have one?
Oh, everybody has one.
Really?
Every group has one?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
No. And why were they bothering you, Drew?
Because of some of your spurious and lighthearted comments.
Right.
That are clearly in jest.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, not really. Not
and,
totally.
And yet speak the truth.
And I said, well, what Adam says is that he wishes that excessive religiosity would be looked at as a mental illness.
Yes.
No, not
and
right.
I said
yes,
that, I think he'd say he meant to say.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
But he doesn't just mean seeing God and speaking to God, which is obviously mental.
Killing Ill. People because they don't see...
More in that order,
...the
yeah.
God or Allah yes. that you do.
Right.
But
right.
listen, and as I've said on the show, the Jews are nuts, the Arabs are nuts, the born-again Christians are nuts, the Jehovah's are nuts.
Mm-hmm.
They're all nuts.
Catholics not doing so well.
And I believe...
They're all nuts.
I believe
you. And I just... Here's all I wish. People would stop... having the reverence for religion that we've shown over
right.
the years in this country. You guys are nut jobs,
right.
and you get no respect from me.
Right, cut the crap.
Yeah, you know.
I don't want to be, you know what, I was raised Catholic. I'm really tired of hearing, to accuse a priest of child molestation is a horrible accusation. No, it's a horrible crime.
Yes.
And they're doing it. So let's cut the crap, and let's not act like the Catholics aren't a bunch of child molesters, because they are.
Right.
I'm Catholic, I know the drill, we all do, we all knew that priest.
But you got Yeah.
I know a lot of them do good work, but they're not all perfect.
You have to protect the sacred for people, though. Humans
not me.
No, I don't have a sacred.
Neither of you do, I understand.
Yeah,
but I think you need to be willing, because sacred is how people contain violence and all kinds of
no.
things.
I disagree. Sacred is the umbrella that they commit violence under.
What percentage of inmates who are in for violent crimes are atheists?
Right, none.
What percentage?
None.
Yeah, 5%,
3%.
Right. It's a lot lower than 50%. So
right.
what is, we're not going off on this jag, we're going back to the phones, but here's all I'm saying. The excuse that smart people use, and they don't say stupid people, but this is what they're saying. Stupid people, it's good to have religion for idiots because it contains them from being violent. We say this, and everyone nods their head and goes, yeah, you're right. But you know what? I don't think so. I don't know that many I don't know that many violent atheists, and in prison, I don't think there's that many violent
right.
atheists. Certain
and
religions.
By the way, that's not such a horrible indictment to be atheist. I have no problem with atheists. I don't care if you believe in God. Just please stop trying to kill me. That's what I have to say to all the religions. Stop trying to kill me.
There you go.
I don't like it.
There you go, Kate.
Yeah.
Yes, and we should stop respecting all these cornball religions and look at it as a mental.
Disorder.
Mental disorders. Yeah. Well, they are. Absolutely. Kate, yeah. go ahead. 19.
Yeah, hi. I just want to say, I'm totally into all you guys and stuff, but, all right, my problem is, I had kind of a weird childhood, I guess, but I turned out relatively normal, you know? But I've been with...
What happened during your childhood?
Well, you know, it's pretty normal. My parents, got divorced when I was 5, and I was pretty close to both of them, and then my dad died when I was 10, and, I kind of didn't get over it for a long time, and I think I might still be in denial, but,
What did he die from?
Cancer.
Okay.
And your mom did what at 5? She died, too? Or
divorced.
Oh,
divorced.
No, they were just divorced.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Was there any alcoholism in your family?
My grandfather was an alcoholic, yeah.
All right.
So on my mom's side.
Go ahead, keep going.
His
dad was an alcoholic?
Right.
So, well, my dad kind of, was into drugs, but just like pot.
There you go.
Stuff.
See?
But,
all right. All right.
Okay. But anyway, so I've been with this boy now. He's 23 and I'm 19. I've been with him for about a year, and he has had a problem with heroin for about, I guess, off and on, not like straight through, but off and on for about 5 years.
Just like Dad. Got to find an addict like Dad.
Well,
yeah, and your mom found an addict like her dad.
Right, that's how it works.
Okay, I understand.
Okay.
But, and I've, like, all of my friends, well, not all of them, but a bunch, the group of people that I hung out with, they got into heroin and stuff, and I was always the anti-person, you know, I was like, this is stupid, you know, I got away from it for a while, and just, and then...
All right, now you're into heroin?
Yeah, but it hasn't been for very long, and I really want to quit, and it was dumb. I just, like, I did it once, and, you know, I was like, wow, this is cool. It's not going to happen to me, you know, I'm going to quit, you know, blah, blah, blah.
I knew she was into heroin because she goes, I was always the one telling people not to do heroin, which is like, all right, so you're strung out right now?
I know, and then she goes, I was like the stupid one.
I always
the stupid one not doing heroin.
You know what, though? You know what you never hear? You never hear. I was always the one telling everyone not to do heroin. And I'm still that one.
Right.
Don't do heroin.
Right.
Never works. That's right up there with I'd like to help. You're getting no help.
Right. I'd like to help, but.
But. Okay. So, that is, where is that? Kate up there? All right. Kate, what are you doing? Are you smoking it? You shooting
it? No, I shoot it.
Right. Oh.
So, Kate, once
easy,
you.
Easy,
Gavin. I can't even. Oh, so depressing.
Once you get to this point, the biological changes in your brain from this drug require extensive treatment.
Right.
And even then, unless you are very motivated, the probability of you getting sober is not that good. And and if you don't get sober, your probability of living to 40 is almost nil.
Right.
So
I was so anti, like, I even went...
All right, but it doesn't matter anymore, Kate. Kate, you're in. You're in.
Well, hold on. Let her finish what she's saying about not wanting to do heroin 18 months ago. It's very relevant. Go ahead, Kate.
All I was saying is, like, I used to be, like, so against it and everything. Like, I, you know, read up on it in my senior year. Like, I totally did this whole, like, don't do drugs.
You know what? There's an incongruity in your sense of who you are and what you're doing now. But you found someone like Dad. You love him very much. He reeled you in. You ended up using, and now you're a heroin addict. You can't maintain denial about that.
Plus, protesting is its own form of momentum.
And denial. And you've got to deal with this. You got to deal with it.
I just mean, I'd rather have a kid who didn't talk that much about heroin his senior year instead of the one who was writing papers
and researching,
on it.
Et cetera. Right.
Yeah, it's always, ironically,
the one.
Yeah, it's like we were talking about with the priest doing the molestation, you know?
Yeah.
I'd rather have a person that just had a good, healthy disdain for kids instead of really...
wanting to just completely damage and kill their souls.
Really wanting to... Well...
This is akin to the guys that can't stand to be around gay males.
Okay.
There's this part...
And next thing you know, they're at one of my shows at the Laugh Factory.
There's this part, yes. They've joined the gay posse, the pink mafia. There's a part about people protesting too much. And when they protest too much, you got to worry about it. And she protested a lot about heroin early on.
Heroin.
But she's got to get some help.
Give her hope, Drew. Come on. Give her some hope.
The deal with heroin is it's a completely treatable illness, but you've got to put your mind to it. You have to focus on it. You're going to need to focus on it for 6 months. And it's going to have to be something you have daily connection with because the treatment takes years.
All right, Speedy. Heather?
Yes?
You're 34?
Yes.
What's up?
Well, actually, I heard when I was on hold, I heard you guys talking about atheists in prison for, I don't know, did you say it was for murder or?
Yeah, violent crimes, violent crimes.
So I was just going to say, I don't know if, this has nothing to do with my question, but I just would wonder if usually people who are atheists probably are thinkers and they have a reason for being an atheist, whereas a lot of people who are religious are
blind. Mind-based.
Yes, I'm sure no one will ever do this study, but the average IQ of the atheist is much higher than the basic religious nut job.
It has to be.
Of course.
It has to be.
They exercise their brain.
Stop the BS. It has to be.
But what I'm saying is, so yes, I can see a direct correlation with that, but I don't know if the people who are all mindless morons who are religious would automatically make them commit crimes. You know what I mean?
No, it doesn't make them commit crimes.
Maybe not make them.
No, here's what it does. It gives them an easy out because they can always repent, or they can do it in the name of whoever.
It's like the Christians that want to blow up the
abortion
the clinic.
Clinics.
Right.
Yeah, they can do it in the name of whoever. It's all misguided. And here's the other thing, too. All I'm saying is that everyone's spurious argument about how this world would just turn into a violent mess is if everyone was atheist is wrong.
That's crazy.
Everyone uses that, and Drew does too, but that's just a white man telling the brown man how to think. Yes, you worship your false idol, and I'll go up to my home in Beverly Hills and laugh all the way.
But in many third world Muslim countries, you know this is true, those schools are purely for indoctrination. Those madrasas are teaching one thing, hate the Jews. That's it.
That's right, hate the female.
And they can say they're teaching the Quran and they're keeping the kids off the street, but, you know, we all know what they're teaching the madrasas.
But we got to respect every religion, no matter how nutty.
Really? Then let's all go live in Karachi for a week and see how that goes. I bet that's a real treat.
Heaven.
I know, but I've got...
You got Kathy going, baby.
I know, it just seems like, you know, no matter what, you're always going to have people who are evil, whether you have a godless... You know, whether it's completely secular or whether it's religious or whatever, I mean, there's just people are evil. So I'm pretty fatalistic when it comes to that. So
yeah. All right.
Anyway,
probably true.
I guess no one wants to do my worldwide hug circle. I guess that's out. Great.
Hands across the world.
Yes. Thank you.
I have to ask my question because I'm in the grocery store and I don't want anybody to walk by me while I ask.
Will you give me some Twinkies?
Okay. Quick. Go.
I've been married for 13 years and I have never really been able to have an orgasm without a vibrator. My husband is extremely cool about it, but I just feel like, anyway, I just got rid of it because I feel like it's just an act, like mutual masturbation, and I just hate it. And so I really want to be able to climax without that, but I can't. And
During intercourse?
Yes.
Okay. What about not intercourse?
Well, actually, no, I'm anything.
Okay.
Like whether it's, you know, petting or... you know, him cuddling with or whatever you want. I mean, I can't. And so I'm on antidepressants.
I'm just picturing the guys like one aisle over, eyeballing a Salisbury steak. And holy Christ, I just hear the word cunnilingus come from aisle 19. Honey, that's a type of cheese.
Oh, pick up in produce.
She said Havarti.
Anyway, and I'm on antidepressants, and so that also further...
Yeah. Yep, that hampers you.
What are you taking?
I'm Zoloft and Wellbutrin. My psychiatrist gave me Wellbutrin to counteract the frigidity that comes with Zoloft.
Yeah.
And it does help.
Yeah, good.
But it's just really hard to, it's really hard to climax.
All right, well, hold on, baby. You smoke any weed?
No, I
don't.
I don't even drink.
You're too high strung.
Well, that's why I'm on antidepressants, man.
I know, but have a little hooch, a little hit of the weed. You're wound up.
Yeah, she has three children.
She doesn't want to smoke pot in front of her kids, Adam.
I didn't say go into the triplets' room and blow a blunt. Just go out on the porch and do it after they go to bed.
Besides, I'm an engineer. I'm a student, and I can't.
Yeah, you're wound.
It's against the law, and I wouldn't do that. So.
Yeah, you're wound.
What if she gets arrested?
You're wound way too tight, Heather.
I don't believe you. Let me talk to Dr. Drew.
Adam,
stop talking, seriously.
No, Drew. She's wound tight, this one.
Yes, she is.
And she's having difficulty with her orgasm because she's sort of wound tight.
Yeah, but what's even sort of more peculiar, though, is that she's not having a good enough orgasm. You know what I mean? It's like it's artificial. It's like I'm masturbating. She's putting all these judgments
on
me.
She's up in her head way too much.
That's true.
Way too much.
And not enough down in her vibrator.
And look, people...
And her clitoris.
People say, you know, ironically, the ones who need to have a little nip of the wine and a little toke of the weed every once in a while are the ones who are dead set against it. The ones who don't need it are the ones who do it all the time. But she could use a glass of red wine before she headed into the bedroom. She's wound too tight. She's up in her head. She's got to relax a little
those
bit.
Those are two different things. Being up in one's head and not connected with your feelings is one thing that she's got. And she's also anxious.
Yeah.
Very anxious.
I'm telling you.
But she orgasms. It's not, you know, she's...
Right. Relax. Have a glass of red wine and see what happens. Yeah. Take a jacuzzi and then have a glass of red wine.
You sound like someone from the real world,
and
Vegas.
She may need to change her medication. Cerazone or maybe Wellbutrin by itself or what's the other one?
Dexatrim?
Remeron, those three. Sarazone, Remeron, Wellbutrin will not suppress orgasmic function.
All right, let's take ourselves a little break. Kathy Griffin here tonight over at the Laugh Factory all November.
Wednesdays. Yes.
8 o'clock.
And this month.
World famous Laugh Factory right there on the Sunset Strip. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Dear, dear, dear friend, Kathy Griffin is here tonight. She's going to be at the Laugh Factory every Wednesday night at 8 o'clock from this point on.
And I brought Drew a book tonight because I know Adam doesn't read. But Drew likes a good book.
Yeah, it's nice.
Screening Party, written by a friend of mine, Dennis Hensley. It's a very funny book.
Mm-hmm.
I think the kids out there should read. I really do. I said it.
Yeah.
Sure, they might have a throbbing clitoris, but they can still read a book now and again.
Uh-huh. And what's the book about?
Oh, it's actually really funny. It's a bunch of people sit around and trash movies like Glitter and Flashdance and movies that are fun to make fun of. And it's just funny comments and funniness.
All right. Sounds gay to me.
It's written by a gay guy. Yes. Yeah. You know what?
Straight guy would never think to do that.
That is fun and campy.
I know. That's
the gays like their camp. And just let them have it, for God's sake.
The gays, because they don't have kids, have to figure out ways to entertain themselves.
It's kitsch, camp, and fabulousness.
Right. That's great. hey, they do what I would do. They just get around with a bunch of guys and
watch
make fun of
pageant.
Stuff.
Yeah. Right.
Lamar?
Yeah.
You're 14?
Yeah.
You want to know if your friends... If you and your friend should comfort another friend they think
confront.
Is gay?
Confront.
Oh, confront.
Friends,
sorry.
Yeah, we think one of our friends is gay.
A female friend?
No.
Well, yeah. Why don't you support him? Why do you?
That's weird, because I think one of my friends might be gay. I'm
one
really,
of them. You should suspect one of them.
I'm sorry. I meant 100,000 of my friends might be gay.
Yeah.
I don't know how to deal with it.
What do you mean confront?
Like, we want to ask him if he's gay, and we don't really mind him not telling us. We just want him to feel comfortable.
Oh, yes. Well, why don't you take him, why don't you take him aside and just ask him some open-ended questions?
Because I don't want to embarrass him, and I don't want to...
Yeah, well, don't do it in front of other people. Do it with
just
you.
Just get him a Bette Midler CD and listen to it with him and see
Hold
if he cries.
Hold on a second. Drew, do you think it's wise to ask a potentially gay man some open-ended questions?
Okay.
I think you're asking for trouble once you open
You're
it
asking,
and
Adam?
Asking.
You know, real mature. From a guy who just got married.
K-I-N-G, the Ass Kings. All right. Lamar?
Yeah.
Do you really need to know?
Well, what do you think? What are his telltale signs? I'll be able to tell you in 20 seconds.
Telltale. You get it?
Okay, you know what, you guys? How old are you?
Don't put you guys in the... No, not 12, you guys.
12, 12 and a half?
Adam. Yeah, ass king, telltale,
Real
and
nice.
Open-ended.
All right, why do you think he's gay?
The way he acts, the way he talks, the people he's attracted to.
Gay.
Okay.
I'll tell you right now.
Look,
any guy that has a way he talks, gay. Come on.
I'll tell you what you can do. You can pull him aside and you can say, you know what? Whatever you want to talk about, you can tell me about whoever you are.
Yeah,
that's fine with
me. Do you want to date anybody? What do you think?
Maybe rent Crossroads on video with Britney Spears and watch it. And well, that's what I do with my gays.
Oh.
We watch campy movies and we make comments.
Oh.
What's the problem?
No, I'm with you. I'm with you on
okay.
that. I had a funny conversation with one of my gay friends at my wedding on Wednesday night, which is, it's tough to make fun of the gays to the gays.
What?
Yeah, I mean.
Those aren't my gays.
He was, I got one of those new Mini Coopers, you know, and he was looking at it, and he was like, you know, this is the new gay mobile. It has replaced the Miata. And I said, yeah, well, I know, but this is the supercharged S version, and that in no way
you butchered
is
it up.
Gay. Yeah, I tried to butch it up.
Right.
You know, I put a tint on the window.
Sure.
I got the Playboy air freshener.
Not gay.
Right.
Okay.
Right. And the guys, but here's the whole thing. I was like trying to explain to him that, yeah, I know Jimmy, he emailed me the article about how the Mini's the new gay mobile, and everyone's right. making fun of him, and I realize he's gay. So you can't say everyone's making fun of you too much because
right.
he's gay, and
yeah.
isn't that like the Pope-mobile to the Pope?
Yeah.
It's like if the Pope was standing there, could I make fun of the Pope-mobile?
Yeah.
Oh, I
you
could?
Would, yeah.
Right.
You would.
All right. Howard?
Yeah?
You're 16?
Yeah, I'm 16.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I got ass hair like you.
Yeah.
Right on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Guess what? There's a little bit of a little hint behind the story is that I shaved it off.
You sound very proud of yourself.
Do you shave your ass hair, Adam?
I'm very proud of myself. Yeah, you know what I did today? Yeah. I mooned everybody I knew.
Howard, you are scaring me.
It was brilliant.
All right.
Oh, all right. Boy.
I don't want to get into it with him.
Maybe he wants to congratulate you on your wedding, like Rebecca.
He's a little too full of his own ass.
Okay.
Let's just keep going here. Ass King.
Oh, wait, time for break.
Shut up. Christina?
Uh-huh.
21?
Yep.
You had a son 9 months ago.
Right.
And sex with husband has stopped.
Pretty much.
You're still horny. He doesn't want to give it to you. Yes?
I wish that's how it was.
Oh, you don't want to have sex either?
No. Actually, I think that, he's pretty much all for it. I mean, I guess he's kind of losing interest just because he feels he gets rejected a lot.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But,
and that's you.
Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty sure it's just me. I absolutely do not want to. I mean, it has... I don't know. Some nights, I guess I want to. I don't know if it's like a control thing.
No. Are you still breastfeeding?
Yeah, I am.
Are you on any medications or anything?
No, I'm not.
All right. Well, very commonly, and particularly when people are breastfeeding for up to the first year after a delivery, women are shut down biologically. And oftentimes you have to sort of kickstart things with hormones, like birth control pills, that kind of thing. We'll get it going again. But you've just been through a dramatic biological change with this pregnancy, and it leaves your body in sort of a letdown. Sometimes it can be severe and associated with a bad depression, and very commonly it's associated with a drop in libido. So it's a biological thing, and it needs to be addressed accordingly.
So do you know of anything like natural that I can take?
There isn't.
How about a Hando?
There isn't. Talk to your gynecologist about
this. Shut him up.
Nothing natural works is the problem.
Well, if it works...
Why don't you suggest she tries heroin to loosen herself up, Adam?
If it works, it has to be in high enough concentration that it's pharmacologic anyway, so now you're back in the drug realm.
Right. Well, everything... we always get into it, but as Drew says, there's a weed you can smoke that'll make you hallucinate. There's leaves you can eat that'll kill you.
Yep.
And every drug is based on some plant anyway.
Yep.
So what's the big deal?
Right.
All right, let's take a break. Kathy Griffin here. We'll be right back. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Kathy Griffin, our guest tonight. Kathy can be found at the Laugh Factory out here on the beginning of the Sunset Strip on 8 o'clock on Wednesday nights. I won't say on again. And this is going on for quite some time. Matt?
Yeah?
You're 15?
Yeah, I'm from Woolacheek. And I was just wondering, I have a question for lady over there.
Mm-hmm.
What night is amateur night at the Laugh Factory?
Wednesday nights, 8 o'clock.
Real nice. I'm the MC. No, I think open mic night is Mondays, but I'm not positive, but I think it is.
Yeah. Did he really want to know?
I guess so.
Drew didn't care. Those open mic nights are a disaster.
Brutal.
They're always run by some pissed off comic who's not getting enough stage time, and he's finally found someone who's less funny than he is
to brutalize.
Yeah, and these are the 22 idiots that showed up to get the 10 spots, and he starts yelling at them. And when the picture of Eddie Cantor lights up, you tell your best joke, and you get off the stage. Not a long-winded story. And listen, people, don't end on a downer. No one wants a downer. Tell a joke and then get off
the stage.
Comedy
comes in threes.
Get back to your crappy job and your fat wife in the valley. All right, now everyone, put their name in a hat. Fat Stew's going to pick them out. There'll be 15
not
of
fat
you.
Stew.
They'll be in the order they're picked, all right? And if Pauly Shore comes up here and wants
you're
to rip
out,
for 45
Pauly's
minutes.
Doing 50.
Yeah, Pauly's up there. Pauly's got a peachy folder full of stone doodlings, and he wants to kill some time. And then the regulars are coming on. Oh, it's a disaster.
Yeah.
A pox on all you idiots. Mm-hmm. And kiss my hairy ass, you losers. Have fun in your little crappy clubs.
Wow.
I laugh at you, you pussies. Brett?
Yeah?
I hate those idiots.
What's up, Brett?
You're 17.
Hey, what's up, Adam?
Hold on a second.
Uh-huh.
You know, guys, I don't like. I don't like the people that kick people that are down.
Yes.
There's nothing better than abusing a celebrity or a dignitary or something like that, or a rich guy. I'm all for that, except for me, literally millionaire. Don't need abuse. But what about the people that bully the people that are down? You know, the people that run the scams off old people that don't have any money, the ones that steal people's like welfare checks, the comedians that are kicking the crap out of all these other poor little nervous
stand-up. How about when you watch Dateline and they show the old people's home and the nurse is like beating someone up with Alzheimer's? Oh, that's why I want to just get a gun and kill people.
Right.
I really think I could do it.
Right. Abusing the strong and the rich and the fit is
fine.
One thing.
I'm all for it.
But beating up on people that are down, I can't stand that.
Wrong.
Oh, those open mic people, that's all they did.
Yeah.
Brett?
Yeah, hey, Adam, what's up?
Hey, buddy, 17.
Yeah, okay, I have a question. Okay, when I masturbate, I go to climax and then I stop. And I do that for about an hour, you know, for like longer pleasure and stuff.
What city did you say he went to when he masturbated?
Santa Barbara.
No, he said for an hour.
He likes to bring himself to the edge and then back off.
Oh, I thought he said climax. Okay. Yeah.
And a friend of mine told me that's bad because, like, she said, like, it goes back to the testicle and it gives you, like, balls or something like that.
It could explode, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. What?
No, of course not. Your testicles...
Don't light a match in the area for 1 hour.
Nothing goes... The testes basically do not even have fluid in them. They just produce sperm and move them out into the prostate area where the fluid is manufactured and stored in the seminal vesicles, okay? So nothing goes backwards into your testing, okay?
Okay, is there any harm to it?
It can be irritating to your prostate, that's about it.
Could it go back in your stomach and make you barf?
No.
Okay, good.
Hasn't happened.
What?
Hasn't happened to me,
okay,
I don't
sweet.
Know.
You're fine, Brett. You're good there, buddy.
Could it go to your rectum and you could poop it?
Yes.
Okay.
Hi, this is Kathy. I'm from West Hollywood.
She's got a lot of questions. But do you really have an hour to do this? I guess so.
When you're 17.
I don't know any guy that jerks off for an hour. That's a commitment. That's a major commitment.
If you added up Adam's time during the day, he probably put in a good hour.
Well, hold on. I can do it right now. 15. What's 6 15s? That's an hour. That's an hour and a half.
Wow.
Plus sponge off time. Mm. Yeah, it could be two hours.
Yeah.
Sure.
Screwing out the VCR and... backward and forward, find the right spot.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And then fast forwarding from whatever spot I left off so no one knows where I'm at.
Thank you, TiVo.
Yeah. Tina?
Yes?
You're 21?
Yeah.
What's up?
I have a kind of a really bad attraction. I have a strong attraction to older men. Ever since I was 18, I always dated men. They were about 10, 12, 13 years older than I was.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother is constantly down on me and constantly just, you know, just on my case about it and just making me feel bad.
Watch how I get this history. What does your father say about this?
My father never was around.
Oh, shocking.
Right. Why? Why is that shocking, Drew?
Because.
She dates the older guys.
Right.
Yeah. Yep. There's where the attraction comes from, Tina.
Just because my father is gone?
Yeah. When did he cut out?
He left when I was 2, and he just kept coming back like every 6 months, you know?
Mm-hmm.
How torturous. Yeah,
where is he now, Florida?
No, he's somewhere in the Midwest. He lives on the streets.
Very nice.
God.
Well, what are the guys like that you're hooking up with?
Well, some of them are really nice.
Midwestern,
you know?
Drifter.
And those are the ones you reject?
Some of them I do reject. But
yeah, you got to have the guys that are kind of movers and shakers and drink a little bit.
I've had a couple guys stalk me, though.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, look, you need some chaos. You're sort of running on some energy that you got early in life. Do you want to stop doing it?
Well, I just want to be able to keep the ones that are good for me, you know?
Probably none of them.
You're not going to be all that attracted to the ones that are good for
you. Right.
You're
going to have to go for guys that aren't so exciting and attractive for you.
And don't think the stalking is cute or folksy.
Or that it means...
Stalking sucks. It looks good on paper and in movies, when Christian Slater stalks you in Bed of Roses. Adam,
right.
You know what I'm talking about. It's one of your favorites.
Yeah. Folksy.
Then it's really... No, but she's like, sometimes they stalk me. Like, you might as well say, it's really cool. And then they come and stab you. So the stalkers can turn real bad real fast.
That's right.
Well, it doesn't mean that they really like me and that they're so committed.
Right, but it's like exciting. You know what I mean? If you're a young, immature girl, at first it's exciting. And then you're at the precinct with a shiner.
That's right. Do you know what a shiner is?
I know. I'm sorry. Sometimes I think it's 1945.
Let me ask you. Do you know what a shiner is?
You gals with your stockings with the seam in the back.
Yeah.
Great gams though, honey.
When a fella hits a dame with some brass knuckles, it produces a shiner, right? I mean 22 skidoo, right, fellas?
Yeah. Well, I don't want to, stop dating older.
That's when you've got to take it on the lam.
Well, try going for guys that aren't so exciting or that you aren't that attracted to. The ones that are the one. Listen to that little voice in your head that says, no, not that kind of the guy again. Oh, no, I can tell. But he's so great. He's so cute. Blah, blah, blah. The first voice, the little voice, the quiet one, the one that you can barely hear. Listen to that one more clearly, okay?
All right. Maybe Kathy wants to do more dialogue from the Sting movie.
I have very little patience for girls that think nice guys are boring. That is such a horrible trap. And then the other thing is when I talk to women my age, mid to late 20s, mm-hmm. who describe a guy, and the first thing they describe, you son of a bitch, and the first thing they describe is the way he looks. He's really cute.
Right.
Who cares? Who is going out with someone because of the way they look? That is so stupid. You're going to miss out on...
The way they smell.
Yes, a nice smelling man. There's nothing like it.
Well,
you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it's nice to be physically attracted to a guy.
Fine, but what I'm saying is it shouldn't be the number one criteria. And also, I know a lot of women think nice guys are boring. He's nice, and that's boring. I want a guy who's exciting, who's in a band.
Right.
No more guys in bands, okay? No more guys with Casios. No more guys that have rehearsal.
Oh, if any of the band guys are listening, Kathy does not speak for me.
You love a guy in a band?
Well, I like guys in bands, yes, uh-huh. plural.
You're not dating any.
I was watching the...
They never have an IRA account. They never have a 401k.
I was watching the Tani Katane E. Truhan story last night.
That's a good one. She's good and bloated at this point.
Ooh!
You can stick a hat pin in her. She'll fly around the room.
Tani, she did a few TV shows, like America's Funniest Videos, and she did all those White Snake videos, and you saw her. She was Tom Hanks' girlfriend in Bachelor Party. But here's the part that cracks me up. Now that she's 40 and bloated, don't count her out. You know, she's going to get her career back on track. And my feeling, as I'm yelling at the TV set, I'm yelling, your career back on track was... Your career was being 25. That's your career. Mm-hmm. Your career is looking hot.
Right.
You made some money. You dated some rock stars. You had some kicks. But what is that going to get it back on track kind of thing? There's nothing to get back on track.
She's thinking maybe she's the new host Blind Date.
You've got Anna Nicole. It's a model yourself after there. Right?
Yeah, that's true. There's a new role model out there, ladies.
I was saying it's akin to a 45-year-old athlete saying, I'm going to get my career back
on
track.
I'm getting back in the ring.
Yeah, I'm getting back in the ring. I'm going back on the field.
I would bet that when she or people, you know, with that kind of history are speaking, they're not talking about the same career. Even the athlete would be thinking about coaching or something like that, you know?
Right, but the career was based solely on your aesthetics, and those are quickly leaving.
I think she's going to find Jesus real fast.
Yeah, and I like the ones who don't think it's fair either. I dated every rock star in the world, lived off of champagne and coke, traveled the world in a Learjet, and made millions of dollars simply because I was hot. And now I can't find any work because I'm 42 and I'm out of rehab.
Seriously.
And it's unfair.
Who's that? Who are we talking about?
That's all of them. Lauren? And I don't mean, I mean every woman. Wow. Every woman.
Well, I love a good blanket
Except
statement.
For my mom and Kathy.
Okay, good.
Your grandma's included, though.
She's in there.
Yeah.
She's a pistol.
Lauren?
Uh-huh, hi.
You're 17?
Mm-hmm.
What's up?
Last Friday, I was hooking up with this guy, and he was finger-banging me, and he must have had long nails or a ring or something because he cut me really bad.
Mm-hmm.
And I went home just to make sure I wasn't on my period or something, and I douched, and it stung horribly.
Ow! Mm-hmm.
And so...
That would not be a cut.
I'm just wondering how I can heal, because I had sex again last night, and I think I opened it up again or something.
No, this is an infection. You have to see a doctor.
Why wouldn't it sting if it was...
That's just not.
And see a doctor right away, because that stuff will get worse and worse.
Well, not only that,
doubled over in 2 days.
Had you had sex in the week prior to that whole episode with the finger?
No, I don't think so, no.
Had you had any contact with anybody new in the 2 weeks prior to that?
No one knew.
How about...
Horseback riding?
And this is going to end up being infection. I can almost guarantee it.
Oh.
I mean, there of course are such a thing as lacerating the vagina, but the infections are so common, and this is probably infection almost without exception.
Okay.
So did
you ask him if he was wearing a ring?
Well, I looked at his fingers afterward, and he had nails, but I was
No. You were already having an infection from something else, and he just kind of stirred things up.
Either that or your finger banging one of my gays, because you know how they are with the manicure.
Oh,
impeccable.
Okay, so just go to gynecologist?
Right away, yeah.
Hurry.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
All right, good times.
Oh, that hurts.
Let's,
If I had a dime for every time I've been at Cedars ER, doubled over, making up some lie about how I got it.
Nice.
Oh, yes.
PID.
Wilmer?
Kathy's buddy.
Hello?
Wilmer, you're 16. What's up?
Hey, I just have a question. Like, why were you so pissed off at all these born-again Christians? You know, because I'm a born-again Christian, too, so.
Yeah.
And you were talking about, maybe 5% of the...
Wait, what did I say? It's one of our listeners.
You were talking about, like, maybe 5% of the people in jail are atheists, but look at how many people find God in jail.
Well, that's even...
That's
great.
That's true. I'm not sure how good an argument that is for your religion, but yes, it's true that you would have to sort out the ones that found God in jail, because obviously they did not have God when they committed the crime.
When they didn't need him as much. Here's my point. I don't remember the guy's name.
Wilmer,
I can criticize your religion all I want, all right? And you can criticize mine. I don't like this whole climate of, you can't ever say anything bad about the group I'm in. Because every group is untouchable. We can all criticize each other and engage in debate all we want. I'm not trying to kill anybody or hurt anybody. I'm not throwing rocks at anybody's house. Big deal. You can put down you can put down comedians if you want. You can put down even women if you want. You know, we're all allowed to do that still.
But you have to look at the fact that so many people have found happiness in religion. You know, it's like you're looking at the negative side of things.
No, I don't mind. I mean, I'm glad that they found happiness, although it never really truly feels like my definition of happiness. It's just more distraction, more than happiness. But whatever it is you found, if it's better than what you had, that's fine. The point I'm making is I don't have to respect it. And I think there's far too much respect for all religions out there. And I find it to be sort of nonsensical, most religions, and yet there's a lot of respect for them, and I just ask that we not give
them
so
and also,
much respect.
You know, a lot of people can say that their religion made them happy, but you know what? Members of the KKK are all Christians, and I'm sure they're real happy, and I'm sure they found Jesus, and they want to kill black people.
Right.
Okay, so I'm not happy for everybody.
No.
Okay?
Me neither. I don't know any atheist troublemakers, but
I'm sure they're out there.
They're out there. You know, here's the problem with atheists. They have trouble organizing. You know what I'm saying? So you're never going to have a war waged by atheists.
It'd be a heck of a debate, though.
There's no terrorist groups because they can't agree. First off, atheists don't have a day to meet. What day do you meet? It's an atheist. Everyone's got something
cooking. There's nowhere to march, really. No monuments.
Yeah, I mean, when you start talking about weekends and Sundays, and you figure out what season are you in?
Yeah.
Is there games during the week?
Right.
Is there a Thursday night game? Like, what day does an atheist even meet?
So you want, like, atheist night football? That's those sort of events?
Bum, 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 bum. kill God. Bum, 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 bum. Yeah, I mean, we can't even figure out what day to meet on, and then we wouldn't figure out what to eat when we're there and whose house to meet at.
Yeah.
And what would be arguments over what to wear. It would never work.
Right.
You need something.
Mm-hmm.
Now, see, the gays, many...
Oh, mobilize like the army.
Yes. And many of them are atheists, but they have gay as their religion.
Right.
They worship the anus. And these people...
They worship. Bow at the altar of the anus.
That's true. Well, it's really the moon, if you think
time.
About
what
it.
What can I say?
Yes. Amber?
Yeah?
You're 32?
Yeah.
What's up? Are you confused that you've called the show?
I'm confused.
Okay.
Okay. You loaded? Kind of, huh?
I'm just drinking beer.
Yeah?
You're just drinking beer. All right. And thus that makes it difficult to process why when you call a program...
People answer?
People answer and ask.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I've been married for 13 years.
Mm-hmm.
And 4 years ago, I, you know, tried to make my husband's little fantasies come true.
Mm-hmm. Divorce?
No, got on with a chick.
That would be my fantasy if I was married.
Real nice.
She brought I let him bring a woman in.
Yeah.
Who was the woman?
A friend of ours.
Oh, God.
Always a mistake.
What a bummer.
All right, so who got feelings for whom?
Us girls have feelings for each other.
All right.
Ooh.
Well, so far you're still living your husband's fantasy. So everybody should be happy at this point.
Keep going, except for the part where you're drinking all his beer.
Beer's good.
All right, but you know, here's
a role model.
Here, you know, the thing that's funny is people, you know, you're like, you sound, oh, baby, you're incoherent, you're belligerent, I can't understand you. You say this to people, they're like, hey, man, I only drank a beer, and it's like, all right, so what's your argument, that you're a tremendous lightweight?
Yeah.
Like, that you drink half a beer and you're a mess? Is that what, to me, I would be arguing that I drank a pony keg and I'm doing pretty good.
Right.
Their argument is, I didn't drink, but I'm still slurring, and I'm incoherent. Yeah, I'm not tracking very well.
Wait, Drew, I'm sorry. Let me take a second. I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Because I know you guys have that girl-girl fantasy. I've never understood it, but I know it's out there and all that. Now, when a guy is married, he wants his wife to get it on with another chick. Do you really think he just wants, like, a hot night? Or do you think maybe there's a part of him that, like, wants out of the relationship? I mean, do you guys think it through at all?
That's an interesting question.
They don't think it through, but they feel it through.
Yeah, women, if they're asking for something like that, are really trying to sabotage. Men probably have a little bit of that in them, but you're right. They don't abstract very much. They are just going from drive. Impulse.
So they're not thinking about tomorrow.
Think about it. I'm not that much. A little bit probably.
I would still argue that any guy's bucking hard for a threesome with his wife is looking to stir things up.
He at least could not care less if it did stir things up.
Okay.
He speaks volumes about his lack of concern for the relationship.
He's not worried that she's going to make a move.
Right.
Okay.
All right. Amber?
Yes.
Hey, could you remove the lampshade from your head so that we can hear you more clearly, please?
All right, go ahead. What's the question?
Whatever.
What's the question?
I have feelings for her, and I have feelings for him, and I am confused.
Is she married?
Yes.
Does she have kids?
Going through a divorce.
Does she have kids?
No.
Do you have kids?
Yes.
Oh, yep, yeah.
There you go. You forfeited your possibility.
You knew she had kids. How many kids?
Four.
Two.
Two sets of twins?
No.
That's enough, though. You forfeited the opportunity to shift around, to change.
She thinks I'm funny.
Unless there's something egregious or awful going on in this marriage, you got to stick it out on behalf of the kids.
Yeah, is the husband, is he great? Does he ever hit you or drink or do drugs?
Awesome.
He's awesome.
Oh, boy.
Sometimes he beats you in awe. Sometimes he drinks. That kind of awesome.
This is Amber with the abusive dad and too good of husband.
Well, listen, Amber's calling from Bakersfield, so I know there's trouble brewing already.
Oh, yeah, she could totally come see me at the Laugh Factory Wednesday.
What?
I mean, that's a pretty short drive. It's the Laugh Factory Wednesday.
Hold on.
Where I'm appearing.
You think her tractor could make it out to the Laugh Factory from Bakersfield?
Listen, Adam. Be nice.
Oh, but please, you know that Bakersfield is one of the worst places to live, yes?
No.
It's bad. What's your husband do there? He drive a big rig?
No.
Okay, very arguey. What's going on? Why are you calling for advice and everything is, stop it. Do you want the advice or not? Shut your pie hole and listen to the doctor.
Whoa. True? What does your husband do for a living?
He works at a prison.
All right.
As an inmate?
Yeah.
No.
That's a job, too.
Noah.
He's a guard, right? He's a guard.
Now she's
the one
to bust his cover. She's like,
By the way, let me see how would you pronounce the biblical character that got two of every animal on the ship?
Arc.
On an ark.
N-O-A-H.
How
would you pronounce it? Just
Noah.
All right.
Interesting.
And how would you...
The opposite of yes is...
Noah.
That beer totally took the edge off this call. That's all I'm saying.
All right. Amber.
Huh?
You have two kids. They're how old?
10 and 7.
Right. 10 and 7.
That's your responsibility. Okay. That's where all your energy's got to go. All this wistful attraction and you're thinking about leaving your husband, dump that. Forget it.
I'm not.
All right. That's right. You're not.
Focus on those
kids. Focus on your family.
That's right.
All right. Just like your family should have focused on you.
That's it.
Exactly.
Yes, and they didn't. So now you're going to not focus on your kids. Well, stop it.
Okay.
Focus on them, all right?
Thank you.
All right, baby.
Bye.
Cheers.
Good times.
I think we sobered her up a little bit.
Bottoms down.
By the way, only someone from Bakersfield could be 32 and do the Noah in the ESA. So we're going to take a little break. Kathy Griffin.
Hira.
This guy's Hira. She's going to be at the Laugh Factory on Wednesday night. Is at 8 p.m.
There you go. Moving right along.
Yeah, after this.
Hi, this is Janine Garofalo, and if you've ever wondered if there's people that are way worse off than you, listen to Loveline.
Hey, yo, Loveline.
She got a little weird on Anderson, old Janine.
Janine did?
On what? Yeah.
Anderson.
What was her beef, Janine's with? I was not here the night Janine Garofalo was here.
What was the drop you put in? I forget.
She thought
that drop.
Here the, and then why?
She took great offense to that.
All right.
How gay are you?
Why did she take offense to that?
Anderson?
Because she's crazy.
All right.
Yeah, all chicks are, dude. Woo! I think it's don't leave me hanging.
Because you weren't here, and she needed somebody to be mad at.
Oh.
And I was the next best thing.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if she likes the fellas, that Janine.
Well, she sounded very sexy in that bumper.
Yeah.
This is Janine Garofalo.
I
wanted to screw her.
You should be friends with her.
Yeah, I do know her.
All right.
She got real pissed when I played this.
You're a lesbian.
See, that's what really set her off.
That's got her going.
What? She does a whole thing in her HBO Hour about how a lot of people think she's gay because she's very masculine.
Set her off.
All right.
Got her going, yeah.
Yeah. And by the way, just because somebody does this or talks about this and then someone else talks about it, it doesn't make it okay with them. Ironically, they're less all right with it than someone who doesn't talk about it in their HBO special.
Wait, what do you mean?
Well,
you mean like you can make fun of yourself and others can't make fun of you?
I mean, like, yes. Jimmy J.J. Walker can do the dynamite thing until he's blue in the face, and then if you say to him, do the dynamite thing, he's angry.
Right.
And it's usually you sort of flash a little mirror at him, and that's where all their anger comes from.
Yeah.
That's what happens. Justin?
Yeah.
16.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like, when I was at school, me and my buddies were talking and just, like, joking around, and, like, I went home, and, like, I was just kind of, like, being curious, and I stuck my dick in a vacuum, and, like, I stuck it in there before it got hard or whatever, and then I turned it on, and, like, when it got hard or whatever, it, like, got stuck, so I turned it off. It left a ring around, like, up against.
I'm just imagining the visual.
Right.
I hope it was an upright.
Huh?
Was it an upright, or was it a canister?
Upright with a brush.
It was like a tube one. It comes from, like, the tank into, like.
Electrolux.
No, it was a rainbow.
Oh, okay.
Rainbow.
Yeah.
All right.
But anyway, so I don't know if I should, like, I'm feel pretty stupid, but I don't know if I should go, like, get it checked out, or if you think it'll be
It's
all
right. Working okay?
Yeah, I mean, it just, like, hurts.
Yeah.
How's the vacuum? Traumatized?
It hurts when you have an erection?
You raped a vacuum. You should go to jail.
Hurts when you have
vacuum's in therapy right now.
They have needs, too.
Hurts when you have an erection?
It hurts, like, when I touch it. Yeah. Like, when it gets hard, yeah, because it, like, lifts up anytime I touch anywhere around.
But you're able to have an erection?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, it's sort of a brute. All right,
go keep talking. Hey, look,
it's fine.
Doctors can't do anything about this kind of stuff.
Probably not.
There's certain stuff you figure out when you get older that doctors...
Not to stick your dick in a vacuum? How old do you have to be?
I've not learned that lesson yet, but it's the doctor. most of that stuff, the back aches, you know, when you roll your ankle and it's tender and all that kind of stuff, you go there, stay off it. Stay off. Don't put your dick in the vacuum again. And no excessive forceful beating off. You know, it's like, hey, hold on. Let me grab my scratch pad.
No beating off with a loofah glove.
Yeah, like I wouldn't even bother getting near the doctor if I rolled my ankle again. It's always like, we want to keep pressure off it. You want to keep it elevated. How did you do it? Playing basketball. Well, there'll be no more bad. Yeah, I can barely walk, okay? I'm not playing a pickup game tonight down at Venice.
It's true. People do not train people when they should and shouldn't go to the doctor. We ought to do more of that. We really should because they have zero judgment.
There's certain things.
There's stuff they're in a panic about they shouldn't be there for.
Right.
And there's stuff they don't go in for they should come right away from.
Well, for instance, you know, there's certain things like blood in the semen, no big deal. No.
Clitoris in the dustbuster. Call someone.
A little disturbing, yes.
Big deal, yeah. But something like Rain on the Scarecrow or Blood on the Plow. I've just broken the John Cougar song, Drew. See, this is what I get from Drew. I get nothing.
Oh,
yeah,
that's tough.
Brian liked it. But here's the point. Blood in the semen, no big deal. Blood in the urine, not that big a deal. Blood in the stool, big deal.
Big deal. Sudden visual blurring or, you know, loss of darkening of certain parts of your visual field, big deal.
Passing out, that
passing
kind of
out.
Stuff, right.
Big deal. We get the passing out all the time, and people don't do anything
right.
with that.
Meanwhile, everyone's going in because their back is sore, and it's really, it's like, hot, put heat on, it's a hot bath, stay off your... How did you do it? A load of rebar fell on me at work. Okay, well, no, at least 6 months before another metric ton of rebars dropped on your back. Really, you geniuses telling me I can't do what I did that injured it.
Right.
Well, there'll be no more rodeo riding until the neck is healed. You know, let's do that.
No more gunplay until the bullet's out.
That's right. Your body should pass the bullet on its own in about 6 months. Until then, no more Russian roulette.
The reality is the doctor's insulted you there, too.
Oh. Really?
That's the reality, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Just everyone stay home. And I'm telling you, unless you see bone protruding from your ankle, do not. How many times have you ever seen this? Oh, bad sprain. That's what the ankle always is. I only went to the doctor last time I rolled my ankles because everyone eventually talked me into it, including Drew.
It looked like a fracture.
Thank you. Even then, nothing. Boz?
Yes.
You're 20?
Yes.
And here was a great conversation I had with the doctor, which is, I'm going to wear one of those ankle braces. She was like, Like, you know, the kind that you lace up that all the guys in the court wear. Not familiar with those. I'm like, really? Wow, you're really doing a great job over
Did
here.
Did you see an orthopedist?
Yeah, she was not familiar with the ankle brace concept. This is why chicks can't be at doctors.
Okay.
Boz?
Yes.
You're 20?
Yeah, first of all, I got to say, Kathy, you're freaking hilarious. You're great.
Thank you.
Second of all, I just kind of called to see if Adam... If you could elaborate for us on crying, whining session.
Tears of a Clown?
I haven't heard anybody call and you know, ask about it at all. So,
did you actually soak your shirt through with your tears at your wedding?
I thought last night's show would have been dedicated to that.
Well, Drew and Jimmy told us to call back.
I was there too, by the way, Boz.
To call, you know, and I haven't heard anybody call. So
all I know is I personally had to hold Adam for about 20 to 30 minutes at one point. Really? He called me mommy. He was shaking like a leaf. I had to pet his hair and
he
tell him he looked pretty.
He touched me. He hugged me. I didn't know what to do.
Wow.
He must have felt like he was hugging an ironing board.
Man show? I mean, come on.
I'll tell you, yes. No, there was no... first off, where did the audible part come in?
Of your crying?
Yeah, the part...
That's what I heard. That's all I'm saying.
Where did the
I heard that from your own family.
Your sister used the word sobbing.
Right.
No.
In fact, Lynette confirmed.
And when I said, would you say it was like a little girl, she said yes.
Let me explain this. Untrue, by the way. But sobbing, and look up sobbing.
I heard heaving and a little vomit at one point.
sobbing to
after days of dieting to look in your pretty
sobbing.
Suit.
Sobbing to a chick means crying, and that is all. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Stop your sobbing. It sort of means stop your crying, as Chrissy Hines would say. But I don't know if sobbing to most people means an audible thing, which to me, it does.
Did you collapse?
No.
All right. No. That's not what I heard.
To catch the breath audibly in a spasmodic contraction of the throat.
Right. So obviously
to
there was...
To cry or weep with compulsive catching of the breath. To
guilty,
make a sound like that of a
charged.
Sob or sobbing.
Right. Here's the problem. My sister... would not know the difference, even if you're serious about it, whether between sobbing and crying. And I would argue that most of America probably does not know the subtle difference between those two things. Yes. I was, and I will paint this as honestly as I know how. I was I had tears welling up in my eyes, not dripping down my face, and no change of breath or breathing, no gasping, nothing.
Now,
like
what
that.
I heard is that you welled up, mm-hmm. and I heard that mm-hmm. that's what happened. Mm-hmm. And then you looked across, you saw Jimmy Kimmel, mm-hmm. you broke into a heavy sob and mouthed the words to him, next time.
Yeah, well, actually, tonight is what I mouthed
to
him.
He said it should have been you.
Right.
But anyway, listen.
Yes.
I want to know how you pulled off or pulled over on your hyper-religious now mother-in-law, the pseudo-clergy who did the ceremony.
Oh, I know. What a sham that was.
How did you pull that off?
Oh, I mean, my buddy Chris.
Yeah, your fake wedding, which is I don't think is legal.
But how did you
really
pull that off?
I really need to see documentation.
The guy is a felon.
Who was speaking, it's true, who was speaking to Jesus during the procedure. What?
Yeah.
Well, how did you do that?
We told her that he was like a, you know, Catholic priest.
Did he have to wear a white collar?
No.
No, he's in a suit. A priest don't come to a wedding in a suit.
Not priest.
We pulled it. We, you know, this isn't the Exorcist. You know, we this is the modern day of priests. This is today's priest.
No, Adam. Don't even, you know there's no priest that do anything in the church in a suit.
I don't know how we did it, but we fed her a line of crap. He just delivered the goods, and she was fine.
Right off the internet.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Donnie, and basically anyone can be...
Father Donnie?
Anyone can be a minister.
Yeah, I was
days.
Thinking of my candidate. Right.
Donnie, no, this is a caller Donnie.
Oh.
Father Chris, it was.
Okay.
Donnie? 21. Yes.
No, it's Johnny.
Johnny. All right, Johnny, let's go here.
Not much.
Whatever.
Actually, I called in to find out if it's going to hurt the relationship if
Mason jar.
We get a, you know, a third guy.
Mason jar.
Yeah, yes. We don't believe it.
You don't think so?
Mm. We don't believe your question.
You don't believe my question.
What is your question?
My question is, if we get another, like a third guy in a relationship, like, you know, just a one-night fling, will it hurt the relationship? He's 52, I'm 21.
You're gay.
Yes.
All right.
Is it Ron Perlman? Because do it if it's Ron Perlman. He'll put you in a band. You'll all be millionaires in 5 years.
No.
I'll see you in court.
Let's ask a couple of relevant questions.
Sure.
What's your favorite show on television?
On television? You know what? I really don't even watch it.
Not gay.
Okay.
Not gay.
Yeah, any gay can
guy
name,
doesn't okay. name
at
a show?
Least no. a pageant.
Sex in the
I
City.
Lauper. I love Kathy because of Four Rooms.
Oh, nice obscure reference.
I love that movie.
All right. Now you're working now your way back toward the anus. You're clawing
toward the
anus.
You're singing my gay tune. I love it.
Speaking of tunes.
Yeah.
Ethel Merman.
Who are your favorite singers? Go.
My favorite singer is Cher.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay,
Madonna. Husband could have said Cher in a pinch. Let's go.
All right.
RuPaul.
Okay.
All right.
All right. You're good.
All right, and so
you like Grace Jones?
Yes.
Okay, gay.
All right, so look, you're gay. If how serious is this relationship with this older guy?
Well, I've known him for 3 years now, and we've, you know, had something going on before, and then I stopped it. And
which
now
is that he gives you your drug money, and then you tell him he still looks good?
All right, well, here's the deal. If you are serious about this relationship, always... Or generally, it's the case that bringing a third party in sort of destabilizes things. Somebody develops feelings for someone you don't expect.
Uh-huh.
It's not a great way to sort of maintain the health of a relationship. So be careful.
All right. 52. All right. Is he a sugar daddy?
He treats me well.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, why not?
I love the guy. All my heart goes to him, you know. And
sure.
I don't want to hurt him.
Well.
And I actually have...
You gotta use plenty of lube.
You've heard him before?
What happened?
No, I kind of cheated on him with his grandson.
Oh, whoa.
Perfectly normal.
That's actually very gay because it's possibly a scene from Dynasty.
How old is his grandson?
His grandson's 16.
How old was the grandson when you cheated with him?
It's against the law, 16. Right? That's against the law.
Yeah. He's like, I'm 16.
Oh, you did this recently?
No, about 3 months ago.
That's recent.
Counts as recent.
Okay, he's in high school.
And is he gay or?
He bi. He doesn't really know him.
Okay.
And I haven't done anything with him since then.
All right. How did he find out about this?
It's against the law, Johnny.
All right. How did he find out about this?
How did he find out?
Your boyfriend.
He didn't find out about it. He doesn't know about it.
Oh, he doesn't?
No.
Okay. All right. All right. Hey, good times, all right?
Okay.
Yeah. And by the way,
no. It's more like, what are you gonna do?
What are you gonna do? If you're a 52-year-old guy who's
how old was Johnny?
21.
Oh,
you got a 21-year-old boyfriend. You deserve for him to bang your grandson.
Yeah.
You just do. The grandson doesn't deserve it.
Right.
But you deserve
it. Some bad stuff coming down the pike.
That to me is funny. I do hope he finds out about that. That's the way it's supposed to be. Isn't that the way it's supposed to be?
Yeah.
You're a 52-year-old guy. You're bopping around the 21-year-old kid. Ugh. And he bangs your 16-year-old grandson.
And it's got to cost him a pretty penny. There's no way that Johnny's in it for the 52-year-old's personality.
See,
and their long talks.
Gays aren't cheap.
That's right.
It's really.
Gays come at a price.
It's like having
it's a lot of concerts.
It's like having two
checks. A lot
checks.
Of musicals.
I mean, that's the thing. Yeah, Nights on the Town.
Right.
The cuticle push.
Right.
The extensions.
Burke Williams.
The Burke Williams
going
spa
shopping
trip.
At the Grove.
Oh, my
it's
goodness.
It's going to set you back.
Yeah, you see, if you. It'd be easy to keep a straight guy because all he'd have to do is, you know, you give him.
You just
send
have to
him,
have sex with him. It's free, actually, to get a straight guy.
You got a point.
It's totally free.
Yeah, straight guy, all you got to do, you flow him $10 so he can hit the happy hour on the big Monday night Buffalo chicken wing spread over at the
Champs.
TGI Fridays or Champs. He wants to play some rotisserie football, and there's a $55 entrance fee, but that keeps him busy for like 6 months.
Gets him out of the house.
And that's about it. You buy him a BB gun or something. That's about it. He wants to put a lift kit on his Chevy. That's going to set you back $300. Other than that, you're fine. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
I agree.
I'm getting when I turn 52, get a nice straight kid.
Nice.
Start bopping him and then saving myself money.
Except for that part about the penis. Oh, yeah, that part.
I'll work that out.
All right.
They'll have it worked out by then.
Yeah.
Kathy Griffin, speaking of no penis, our guest tonight, we'll take a break. Buddy, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew. Kathy Griffin, our guest tonight. Laugh Factory, Wednesday nights, 8 o'clock. Catch Kathy's act. Kathy, funny,
yes.
funny.
Funny lady.
Mm-hmm. I was, producer Ann brought this up a second ago, reminded me of, as you know, I got married on Saturday at my house, and one of the guys who was setting up the tables, the rental place guy, by the way, he was the rental guys came and picked up all this stuff, you know, the tables, the chairs, the glasses, and all that stuff. They're like, we're minus 36 of these particular, like, these shakers, these little decanter shaker things.
Uh-oh.
I'm like, 36? How many did we rent? 36? Like, what were they? Well, you know those little things that hold the olive oil and the other ones that hold the vinegar and they have the shaker top on it? Yeah. They're all gone. And that's one of those, like, really? Yep. You know they're $80 a piece or something. I have no idea. I hope it's not like when you don't return a video kind of thing. But
you know what?
Going to find out what happened to that. But, by the way, I'm going to cut you off because that's not
they were not on
point.
The table.
Well,
they were not
any,
on the table.
They never brought them.
Things?
I don't remember
they
any.
They never brought them is the problem.
Yeah. It's interesting how those how businesses run, isn't it?
Those were not on the table.
Yeah. Yeah, these guys are doing a bang-up job. They're like, you're also missing four large ice buckets. And I'm like, the gray ones with the ropes on them? Yep. 5 gallon jobs? Yep. Like the ones that are right over here? Yep, those are them. Well, there's three more that are missing. It's like, yeah, like the ones that are over on the side there. It's like, you don't want to take a lap around the place before you start declaring everything? Are you here to pick up the stuff?
The invoice?
Yeah, it wasn't on the truck. Yeah. Anyway. So the guy said, hey, you may want to do something about the swimming pool. Maybe we'll put some candles around the swimming pool so people know where the perimeter is so they don't fall in. And I said, well, nobody's going to fall in. People will go in the pool. People will be in their dresses and in their tuxedos and in their suits. They will be in the pool, but it won't be inadvertent. There's no, as I said to the guy, no sandbag candle's going to prevent someone from going in the pool. They're getting thrown in or they're jumping in or they're getting paid to go in. And that's what happened, sure enough. But nobody fell in, thankfully. Sarah?
Hey.
You're 20?
Yes.
You're frustrated. You're a virgin.
Okay. This is the deal. I'm 20 years old, and I've had numerous boyfriends.
Numerous?
Well, just a couple of them, and they've been very short-term. And not enough for me to feel comfortable enough for me to have sex with them.
Why were they so short-term?
I don't know. I just, like, I feel like I get so close, and then they just kind of run away from me. And I'm not the one running away.
They run away from you. This has happened twice?
This has happened about twice to me.
Are the guys your age?
About twice.
About 23, like in their mid-20s, kind of.
Uh-huh. And they don't even want to have sex?
No, see, that's the thing. They do want to have sex.
Oh, okay.
But it's, like, really early in the relationship, and I don't feel like I should give that up because I feel like they're going to leave if I do.
What's up with you? Something's wrong.
She's right. They probably will, though.
I know, but there's something in her voice.
Why? I'm just really nervous, actually.
Are you working?
No, I'm in a closet in my room.
Ooh. You're living at home?
Yeah.
What do you do? You're a student?
I'm a student, yes.
Where do you go?
Santa Monica College.
Junior college?
What are you studying?
Just stuff. All right. I really don't know.
Junior college.
Everything.
Junior college.
Junior college.
What happened? What didn't go right in high school?
You know what? I think I'm fairly good looking, and in high school I had a boyfriend, but it was never really serious. It was just kind of like, you know, high school stuff.
High school stuff can get pretty serious.
Right. Why is there something wrong with her if she's a 20-year-old virgin?
Nothing. No, I just hear something in her voice. Something's cooking.
Like what?
What's up with your mom? Where's your dad?
No, my parents are here for me all the time. My mom is the most amazing thing.
They're great? Are they Jewish?
Yes.
Shocking.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Nothing's, like, wrong. I mean, they're...
Maybe they're a little overprotective.
Did you ever have an eating disorder?
You're calling from the closet.
No, they're a little overprotective, but they're...
Did you ever have an eating disorder?
A lot better. No, I'm actually never had any eating disorder, no history of abuse.
But see, here's the thing. They can't be too... If they're, first off, Jewish parents and kids in junior college, that's... they got to be close to suicide. I can't believe your folks have not made a...
You are the shame of your community. Congratulations.
Yes. Oh, if your dead Nana, God rest her soul, could see you walking the halls of those junior colleges.
You get your ass into Vassar, honey. Make it happen somehow.
All right, sorry. It's time to have a relationship. It's okay.
Well, where do you find these people? Like,
you're going to junior college. You're nothing but hunky, single, stupid men.
Ask all they want is sex, Adam.
Well, that's where Adam said that what's wrong with you.
Wait a minute. All you want is sex?
All they want is sex.
Oh, untrue. Untrue.
Right. Yes, that is they are preoccupied, but no, they also are capable of having a relationship. And if you say to them, well, I'm never going to have sex, that may be something they can't live with and may run away from you because of. But if you just say, look, I need the time for things to evolve. I want to have a real relationship.
Guys like will wait if they think there's something in it for them,
absolutely.
Too. You can string them along for a little while. And if you go into a relationship with all guys want is sex.
Then they run.
Well,
because that means no one's ever having sex.
You will magically find the all I want is sex guys.
That's true.
And all guys want that.
Yep.
Guys would get, I'd put my penis right through the mail slot on the first date and see if I could get a Hummer like I did with Kathy in her apartment in 1989.
Oh, remember?
Well, not really. I was just sure I had my nose up against the door. But here's the deal. Yes, you contain them. That's what you do as a woman.
So you're saying that men are like Iraq. As long as you're keened, they're probably not going to hurt you.
It's biological anthropologists have always made the point that throughout human history, women have contained men.
Right. All right.
Yeah.
Yes, you just send the UN weapons inspectors to...
back in.
Yes, and we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Everybody, tomorrow night, Christy Swanson is going to be in here and Newfound Glory on Wednesday night. And I want to thank Kathy Griffin, dear friend for coming in here. And
my mic's not on. Hello, thank you, fellas.
Wednesday nights at the Laugh Factory, 8:00. The show's been extended, but it may not be extended again. So please go out and see her and support our friends, all you fabulous, fabulous listeners.
So, you know what I'm saying.
Until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying,
Mahalo.
You think her tractor could make it out to the Laugh Factory from Bakersfield?
Listen, Adam. Be nice.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. Producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.